This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Taco Bueno in Dallas, 7940 North Central Expressway. And right now, it's time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors and special guest Kyle Yeomans.
Kyle, how's it going, Yeomans, man?
It's great, guys. How are you?
Did you hear how spot on my recreation of that drop was?
I actually thought for a split second it was the drop. So yeah, right. I thought it was just great timing, and you guys are firing on all cylinders. It's good to hear your voice again, Kev. I missed you on the last couple of weeks.
Thank you very much. I am here now that the games matter, although I guess technically they don't totally matter just yet. But so Cliff Kingsbury said something, I believe it was earlier today, if not last night. And he was asked about Terry McLaurin a few times, talking about on-field work, and he said it needs to happen soon. I think we're kind of at the point where we need to start getting those guys when they're available out there, see them gel with our offense. So I'm curious your thoughts about that, but the same fundamental question when it comes to Micah and the Cowboys, and I understand all of the logic about why he would not play in the season opener, but what I've continued to say is it is hard for my mind to process him signing, whether it's even Monday or Tuesday, and not playing against the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I think if it's going to happen, it's got to happen within the next couple of weeks in order to avoid any sort of ramp-up period or something like that. Now, I've had this conversation previously with a couple guys that have played in the league, like Isaiah Stanback, who will be on the call tomorrow. And I said, is it different from an edge rusher to ramp up and to be ready for gameplay as opposed to a wide receiver? Because we saw this with CeeDee Lamb last year when he missed all of camp. And it took him a little bit to maybe get his feet underneath him. And then, of course, Dak Prescott wasn't healthy the entire year, and it didn't turn into the record-breaking year that he had back in 2023. With Terry McLaurin, maybe that's what Cliff Kingsbury's thinking, is we need a couple weeks to get the timing right with Jaden Daniels. Maybe we need to get his conditioning up enough to where he can go through an entire game and make an impact late like McLaurin has throughout his career. When it comes to Micah, at least he's been in the walkthroughs. At least he's been in the team meetings. When it comes to the scheme and the X's and O's from Matt Eberflus, he's got all that down. It's just really a plain and simple question of, does he have enough conditioning left to get ready for that week one match? And I think now as we sit here on August 15th, and there's still 3 weeks, or just under 3 weeks, until the opener on September 4th, I think there's time to get him there. It's just a question of whether or not the signing is going to happen quick enough for him to get there and play against the Eagles, because I still see him playing. I really do. He's in a tough spot where he doesn't want to be fined. He doesn't want to lose money, and he's under contract not only this year but with those two franchise tags looming. The Cowboys have complete control, so I still think he'll play, but it just depends on how well he's going to play depending on where he comes up and is able to get back in practice.
Kyle, the we watched Joe Milton in the first game, and I think selfishly Kevin and I are probably pulling for him a lot because we had a great interview with him. He's a good dude. We really enjoyed our time, and so we see we really hope a lot for him. But, you know, I think Sean this morning was saying slow down and check down. Like, those were the two things that he wants to see from him this week. What are the things that you've heard Joe say that he wants to see from himself that he thinks he needs to improve on?
Yeah, well, I asked him after practice last week, what are some of the things you're working on? And he said he wants to tie his timing with his footwork. And I thought that was really interesting because you hear about footwork and you hear about timing separately a lot. And with Joe Milton, it seems like it's separated a lot, which is not necessarily a great thing.
Right.
He wants to tie those two things together. He wants to be able to push himself to stay in the pocket, but to have the timing correct and the footwork correct to where he's able to put the right touch on a pass or the right velocity on the pass. Because we saw it in that first preseason game where he was a little out of sorts and he was in front of things and he was trying too hard to throw the ball hard.
Yeah.
And I mean, the one instance that I had was Jalen Brooks on the sideline. It was just an out route as Milton kind of rolled out. And he's only like 8 yards off the line of scrimmage. I mean, he's not very far from Milton, and Milton kind of double clutches and then throws a laser right at Brooks. It put him in a tough spot. Brooks ended up taking a hit. He didn't end up he tried to come back in a couple plays later, then checked himself out, walked back to the sideline, and of course he was out of practice this week in Oxnard. So it's not only about the timing and about the delivery, it's putting your receivers in a position to be successful or to at least not get hurt. And that was one thing that, of course, Milton's not trying to get Jalen Brooks ran over by a safety, but he did put him in a tough situation there just because the timing and maybe the accuracy wasn't necessarily on point. And he feels like if he can tie the footwork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Minced Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minced Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINCE-TEA today or visit MincedTeaClinic.com. That's MincedTeaClinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To his timing, that could maybe help things accelerate his progress in the preseason.
Now, Kyle, I'm going to need to ask Corey for permission on this question first.
Oh, gosh.
This is a question that could be deemed by some as a hater question.
Okay.
But I think it's
fair. Is this football related?
Yeah.
Okay. As long as it's football related.
All right.
Because I have a non-football related question.
This is a football question, and I'm not trying to troll. I'm being totally serious.
Okay.
For people who are excited about George Pickens, I get it. For the discussions that we have two number one wide receivers for CeeDee Lamb and somebody who's never even been named to a Pro Bowl, do you feel like that's putting the cart ahead of the horse a little bit?
Maybe. Maybe so. But I would argue George Pickens has been as electrifying of a receiver to not make the Pro Bowl in his 3 years. Because you look at, I mean, look at the numbers. I'm gonna tell you his numbers.
The second year, I know, was really top-notch, right?
I mean, his 23 year, he had 63 receptions for 1,100 yards and 5 touchdowns. The fact that he didn't make a Pro Bowl that year was pretty wild, in my opinion. The fact that he was not named to at least a maybe even like a second-team All-Pro sort of scenario. And then last year, I mean, he still finished with 900 yards, even with all the surrounding conversation with him and his fallout with Pittsburgh. He had 900 yards in 14 games. So I get the excitement of a 1A, 1B scenario, but it's pretty clear. I mean, CeeDee Lamb is he's an elite wide receiver.
Agreed.
He is by far the better wide receiver in the room. So if that's the case, then it's a wide receiver one and a wide receiver two. And I get the conversation that you're trying to push him as a wide receiver one, but it's okay, and there's nothing wrong with having a really good wide receiver two, and that's exactly what I think Dallas has at the moment. We'll see what the production ends up being in the middle of the year, but I like what we've seen so far in practice. I like what we've seen off the field as well from Pickens. It's a chance for him to really shine in Dallas, and we'll see if he can take over that title at some point.
See, in that description you gave, that's 100% how I feel. And I think it's okay to say you have a top-notch number one and a top-notch number two wide receiver.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's okay to say that. There's no problem with having a one and a two. That's just how it should work. Not everybody has a 1A, 1B. Even if you look at some of the teams that claim to have a 1A, 1B, let's say Philadelphia, right? Who's their one and who's their 1B? Somebody's still a one and a two there, with A.J. Brown being the one and Devontae Smith being the two. Same thing in Miami with Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. Depending on who you ask, I think they'll have a different answer one way or the other. But there's nothing
Cincinnati.
Wrong with that overall.
Cincinnati's a good example, too.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Ja'Marr Chase is the number one receiver there. That's not even a question. But you still feel really good about Higgins. He's a great receiver and a great wide receiver, too. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think Pickens understands that. I think this offense understands it. We'll see, especially when we get close to week one.
What do you say, and this is from the 214, too, to the people who say CeeDee Lamb is not a legit elite number one?
That is insane.
What I say to those people are, what games are you watching?
They said the 49ers shut down CeeDee Lamb, and I'm like, okay.
Number one wide receivers have been shut down in the history of football.
Yeah, they're allowed to have an off game. They're allowed to have a down game. But when you've had four straight years of 1,100 yards and now three straight years of at least 100 receptions, that means that you've had 3 years at least where teams have game planned to take you out of the fold, and you're still putting up incredible numbers. That makes you an elite wide receiver. I don't know what games they're watching.
And then lastly, Kyle, this is not a football question.
Oh.
That drop of your name that Sean uses, it gets dropped in weird predicaments sometimes. And the other day, Kevin was like, man, is he okay that we sometimes throw in these weird situations? I feel like as long as your name's being mentioned, it's all right.
I honestly, it's funny because I'll get a text message every once in a while and like, dude, they're really like, they're making fun of you. And I'm like, I don't think they are. That's fine, whatever. But I'm like, this is a thing they've done for years now. It's just a part of it. If it's all in good fun, then I don't care. It's no big deal. I love you guys up there. And I mean, you guys know I've been a Tolo since I got up here to Dallas. So, I mean, I really appreciate you guys and the friendship that we have across the station. So, if my name gets thrown around as a drop, I'm not in a bad spot.
I always thought it was partially at least a little bit of a dig against Sean, too, for saying it's so robotic. Kyle.
It is all love, Kyle. It definitely is. Thank you very much for your time, man. We will talk with you next week, dude.
All right, guys. Sounds good. Talk to you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.